Are you perhaps someone like me who has a sweet tooth? Well, one mother has decided to do something special to treat not only her own children, but yours and mine as well. Annabel Wellington is the author of Biscuit Town, a children's story which tackles all our cravings of chocolate, sweets, and all other candy treats. Makes me really crave those things right now. Annabel, a very, very good evening to you, and thanks very much for joining me on The Social Impact tonight. Tell me, what got you to the point of wanting to write a children's story?
I always desired to write a children's book, but I did not know when or how I would go about doing it. In 2018, my husband started to write his first book on breast cancer, and watching him work really inspired me. And it reminded me of my own desire of wanting to write a children's book.
You know, Annabel, if I look at other children's authors, many of them focus on nonfiction for older children as well as teens and adults. Why did you decide to focus your attention on younger children?
Working with my own children increased my desire to want to target children. And also, currently, we have children that are moving from grade to grade in our schools, and they are unable to read. And that is a big concern for me. And so I decided that if we could start to encourage reading at foundation phase, that would be great, because then by the time they get to grade 3 or 4, then they already used to reading. Also, I found that parents are buying less books. They're not interested in buying books anymore because of modern technology, with kids having tablets or a laptop or watching TV. So my whole focus is, let's get books back into the hands of children.
Absolutely, Annabel. I agree with the sentiments that we need to focus on children as early as foundation phase and even prior to that. And you wanting to get the books to the hands of little children is really something commendable. Do you perhaps have a background in journalism or writing, or is this just something you decided to pick up and get to this point of publishing a children's book?
So I don't have a background in journalism or writing. I studied accounting, and my work experience has been in corporate, in the banking field, and in the events management field. So I literally have no background in arts, illustrations, or writing.
Annabel, I'm a strong believer that if you aren't doing what you're meant to do or purpose to do, then life will just come full circle to get you to the point where you need to be doing what you have been destined to do. And you mentioned studying accounting and venturing into the unknown and creating something like this. It's, you know, it's a phenomenal turnaround. And coming back to this story and premise of Biscuit Town, talk to me about what the story is about.
The story is about two dwarves, Mr. and Mrs. Sweetbottom, and three pixies, Jolly, Snoozy, and Grouchy. And they all live in a very faraway place called Biscuit Town. And this town is made out of different types of biscuits. So all the buildings and all the houses are made out of biscuits. And in this town, we have chocolate fountains, jelly tart trees, and chocolate bar roads. So the aim is to build the imagination and to take the listener and the reader to a faraway place. The storyline speaks about forgiveness, and also that too much of sweets will not be good for you. It'll make you very, very sick.
I think this is something that I should definitely read, but I shouldn't be reading it during my lockdown cravings of my licorice, my chocolate, and all my nice things. It sounds like a wonderful story. And it's, you know, you're just talking about it, just lets my imagination run wild as well. And it really, really sounds like an interesting story and something that I would really like to read to my daughter one day when she does understand storylines. She's 17 months old at the moment. And, you know, Annabel, we're receiving quite a lot of messages via our WhatsApp, +27 76 476 9277, and our social media platforms at KWM Socials, commending you and your work. One text comes in from Gary saying, "Hi Annabelle, well done on your book. I would like to buy a book for my daughter very soon. You spoke about being an accountant and writing a children's book. Where can I start the process to write a book myself?" And that comes through from Gary. How do you respond to this, Annabelle, especially for many others like Gary who would like to get into the writing process?
For those of you out there that have always had a desire to write a book, but just never knew where to start or who to speak to about it, I would say just start writing. And if you're concerned about the time frame or how long it'll take, then just as a small suggestion, maybe you can think about writing early in the morning, 1 hour, and 1 hour in the evening before you go to bed. And that's 2 hours a day of writing. And by the end of just 5 days, you would have written for 10 hours, which is a lot of work. And by the end of 1 month, then you would have done 40 hours of work. So if you look at it in that way, bite sizes, you would see how you can actually finish this project. And the other advice that I would give you is, irrespective of your genre, if you go onto Facebook, you would find different groups there. So just search for an author group that's available on Facebook and join that group. And that's where you can actually post all your questions as you go along in this process. And what I found with authors, they generally are very helpful, and they also give, you know, if you need to know something, people are not selfish and they do try to help wherever they can. And the other avenue that you can use is YouTube. So you can actually just go onto YouTube and find a video on any topic or any concerns that you have, and most likely you would find the info that you are looking for. And then there's also Google, so you can just Google search and see what comes up to help you. And I just find the most important thing is just to start writing. That's the first thing that you need to start doing. Do not delay it any longer. And especially now during this lockdown, you definitely have the time now more than ever. So just put your mind to it and just start going with it. And you will be surprised how this thing that you've had in you for such a long time all just comes together.
Absolutely. I agree. And if not now, then when? Gary, I look forward to hearing about your book in the near future. And who knows, maybe you will also be featured right here on The Social Impact. Annabelle, Julie sends through a WhatsApp asking how your writing journey started.
My writing journey started one evening while watching my husband work. I said to my two young daughters, "Let's go into mom's room and let's chat about mom's book." It was at that point that we decided we were going to do a fairy tale, and it was going to be about a faraway place, and it was a fantasy, because I love the fact that there is no limitation when you're writing a fantasy. Trees can talk, and you can have all kinds of different things that are unique, and you can really just grow your imagination. And my girls came up with the names of the characters, and they were very tired and they went to sleep, and I sat up writing the story of Biscuit Town from 9 o'clock in the evening till 1 o'clock in the morning. And when I was done, I went back to the lounge and I read the story to my husband, and he thought that it was worthwhile publishing. And coming from him, I knew it was difficult to please him. So the fact that he said it was a good story, I thought, okay, great, I think I have something. So for me, I just started writing, and I started from beginning to end. The story all just came out at one go. But just to add to this, I want to say, I grew up in a little town called Tongat, and my mom used to bake biscuits. And that was her part-time business. So I used to help her with all the biscuits and packing of the biscuits and joining the biscuits with chocolate or icing or whatever the case may be. And so that was inside of me from a young girl. Mm. So I actually believe that this story was inside of me for a very, very long time. And that's how I was able to actually just get it all out there at one go. So I just think that with this journey, everything is an unknown because I didn't have the background. But the unknown should not frighten one, because nowadays with technology, the unknown can easily become the known. By just using Google, YouTube videos, and all Facebook, whatever things you don't know, you can join groups, you can Google, or you can watch a YouTube video. So definitely the unknown is not your barrier.
It's so true what you are saying, especially when it comes to the unknown is not your barrier, because sometimes we can only move forward, we can only evolve as a people and get to a understanding of where we are supposed to be and meant to be if we go into a space of the unknown. And you went into the unknown as well, from accountancy and finance to being a children's author. Talk to me a little bit about the difficulty in your writing process and some of the challenges you had experienced writing Biscuit Town.
One of my biggest challenges in this process has been my illustrations. I really wanted my words to come alive. And so that means that my illustrations had to be very detailed. And I think because of my accounting background and wanting things to the T made it even more challenging. So by January last year, my illustrator was giving me illustrations that were looking very computerized. And somehow I just felt that I wasn't getting what I wanted. It wasn't the images that I wanted to use for the book. So my family and I decided to pray. And I remember my little girl, Sarah, saying, "Lord, please help my mom to draw." And I sat down on our little kids' table on our patio, and I started to draw. And I drew my first image of my book, of Biscuit Town. And I had really no background. So I must be honest and say that through this whole illustration process, it was a lot of prayer and really trusting God. Because a lot of the images in the book I also drew, and we sort of joined, the illustration work was a joint effort between myself and my illustrator. The creating of the pages were done by myself. It was me just asking God to guide us, and everything would just come to me. And I really believe it was God's intervention that guided me, because I had no background of page layout or anything. And the second challenge that I had was at the end, after completing the book and retrying to load the book onto Amazon for it to be published. At that point, we realized that the size of the book was not the normal size that Amazon accepted. So that was a huge challenge, because then we had to resize the book, the cover, the pages, illustrations, etc. But even in that challenge, we prayed, and my husband, who had no experience in children's books or formatting of books for Amazon, God gave him the wisdom to help me with that process. So what I found with doing the book and doing something that's not that you're not familiar with, is that if you put God first and you trust Him, He will carry you through whatever you face. So just one step at a time, and you will get through the hurdles as you go. But I think with God before me, I had the confidence that I was going to overcome.
That's Annabel Wellington, the author of Biscuit Town, an incredible book you can buy as an ebook on Amazon. The book is also available to you in three languages, English, Afrikaans, and German. And you can make contact with Annabel via her Facebook page, and she could arrange a way for the hard copy to get to you if you wish for it in that format. Also, some exciting news. Annabel will be joining our team in a new feature we are adding to our KW Media lineup, in Storytime with Annabel, which is a kids segment where Annabel will narrate some children's focused stories each Thursday afternoon starting next week Thursday, and the podcast will be uploaded by midday each Thursday. To listen to more of our podcast episodes, you can visit kwmedia.life. Till tomorrow, from myself, Keenan Williams, keep rocking SA. Bye-bye.